and don't look to the right or left, but don't let nobody blindside you either. Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
Hey! The one and only.
The one and only Pee-wee. Hey, hi, we're a couple of days away, out away from the win on Saturday. You still on a high? How you feel?
Hey, they winning. They can't be beat. 63-0.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. And
we may shut out every team, Jared. We may shut out every team this year.
Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri, LSU, Oklahoma, none of them stand a chance.
I don't see how against our defense. They get inside 30-yard line, ain't going to do nothing after that. That's proven fact.
Hey, and you know, the further we go and the more you're right, which, you know, clearly you're going to be. You're going to be right.
Can't be wrong.
It's just facts. We're not, this isn't, we should have called this Pee-wee's Facts, not Pee-wee's.
Would have
prediction.
Been more. That would have been more accurate name.
It would have. Well, you know, week two's coming up, and we're going to take a turn here, and we know you're a rabid Alabama fan. You love the Tide. It's in your DNA. Can you tell us when that started? When did your love for Alabama football start?
About the time that they caught my heartbeat.
Oh,
it was about right then.
Okay. I got you.
But whenever I remember it, you remember George C. going against the Miami Hurricanes, stripping the ball out on the 1 yard line?
Circa 1992.
1992. Yeah. It was that year. It was before that. I mean, I'd always watched Alabama football and always enjoyed it. Always been a Roll Tide fan. But that year, I mean, it was on my donkey count. You had the Deuce. He was returning those punts. David Palmer.
Right.
Man, he'd get that ball, he'd run, and then a little bit later come old Brody Kroll, come in the lineup, John Kroll's son.
In 1992?
No, that was a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, just different things.
Yes, that is what you're saying. You're saying different things. No one can disagree with that. Yeah.
Brody Kroll got sacked 12 times by Auburn. That was embarrassing.
That's amazing. You know, you do have a great memory of all these great Alabama games. How old were you in 92 when that happened?
The 92, hold on, 83, carried the one, stretch four. I was 9 years old.
And you remember it like it was yesterday. That's how much of a fan you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, I had my uncle there. He would cuss me out if I couldn't name everybody on the team. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So,
it hurt your little feelings.
So, being a Tide fan, it runs deep in your family.
Oh, it goes back. Yeah, it goes way back. Man, my granddaddy, he was an Alabama fan. He liked the Tide, and I never got to meet him. So it must have been in my blood.
Well, you know.
I mean, I was a year old whenever he died. I was born in 83. He died in 84. And I don't know. I just always knew that was the team to pull for. I just always knew it.
Well, there's no other team you can pull for. I mean, right?
No. No, there's really not.
Well.
There's only one.
Yeah, well, you know, you've predicted the whole Alabama season, correct? And,
that's right.
And we're this week, we're playing South Florida, the Bulls.
That's so stupid. Go ahead. Don't get me hung up. Don't even call them the Bulls.
South Florida versus number four. We've Alabama's gained a spot this week, and they're ranked on the AP number four. You've got this game at 45 Alabama to 10 South Florida.
Yep.
And now it sounds like you're making an amends to these scores as we go, which begs the question.
No, I say the same.
Okay. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Well, you literally
said 45-10.
You did. But then when we started this podcast, you said that we might shut every team out.
Well, we are. And then take it to the bank, son, because that's going to happen.
So it's going to be 45-10, and we'll shut South Florida out.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, I've got no comment on this. I don't know what to say, but that makes complete sense, what you're saying.
I mean, they don't stand a chance. That's a shutout. You don't stand a chance with a shutout.
Okay. All right, I see where this is going now. Well, what I'd like to do, I know that you are you're a college football fan, and I know that you primarily keep up with the Tide, but you love all of college football.
Oh, everybody. And Toledo, all of them.
All of them. Well, what I think would be awesome for anyone listening, they might want to know what the scores are going to be for the top 25 this week. And this might be a running thing that we do. I don't know. We'll see. But we got a couple of good matchups. I want to run through them with you as fast as we possibly can. But we have number 3 Texas playing number 10 Michigan. Texas is an SEC team now. How do you feel about this game?
Well, Texas is going to win that. You ain't even got to worry about that. Texas got it. Texas is going to put up 46 on Michigan.
Okay.
The Michigan's
23. 46 to 23, Texas will win. That's quite the score. We got Bowling Green versus number 8 Penn State.
This is going to be an upset. Bowling Green is going to beat Penn State by 1 point.
Oh, wow. And what's the
Your
final score?
28-27, Bowling Green.
28-27, Bowling Green. Wow. Yep. This is anything, any reason you feel that way or just something that you know?
Well, you know, Bowling Green's in Kentucky.
Yeah. All right. Arkansas versus Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's ranked number 16. Now, I would just think that you would be a big Mike Gundy fan.
Which team is he on?
He's Oklahoma State. You know, he's a man. He's a man. He's 40.
I know, Mike. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Right.
Come after me.
Right. That's him.
And who's he playing?
Arkansas.
Oh, Oklahoma State's going to win that.
Oklahoma State beats Arkansas.
Yeah, the SEC, I'm telling you, Arkansas is going to make us look bad.
Okay. What's the score on that one going to be?
Score on that one's going to be, it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Okay. With that dynamic offense that Arkansas has.
Well, it's going to be high scoring for Oklahoma State.
Okay.
It's going to be 55-14.
Wow.
It's going to be ugly, I'm telling you.
Well, Kansas State, ranked 17th. They are playing Tulane. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Tulane is upsetting them.
Oh, really?
We're going to have a shift. Yeah, I'm telling you.
This is a bit. This is the week of the upset, maybe.
This week two.
Okay. Well, you know, Florida State's already lost twice, so.
Boy, they're really proving themselves, aren't they?
So what is this Tulane Kansas State game going to be?
Bobby Bowden was there. I'll tell you this, it'd still be winning.
Oh, over Florida State?
Yeah, if this was 1994, Florida State would be, they wouldn't be 0-2.
Yeah, you're right. You like Bobby Bowden?
I do. I like Bobby Bowden.
What about his brother?
He hung around too long.
He did. Not everybody's Saban and knows when to leave.
That's right. Saban learned from that. You can't tell me. He sat there and studied Bobby and said, you know what? I'm going to leave before I get there.
You think he studied?
And that's what.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He studied him.
You know, nothing gets past him, Saban.
No. Right. Not at all.
You got a score you think this Kansas State Tulane game might be?
Yeah, Tulane, they're gonna win that. It's gonna be 7-3.
Wow.
Tulane.
Close game. George number
no
20.
Offense.
No offense. No, neither one of them got offense. Have you watched one of their games?
Tulane's known for the defense.
Right. 23rd ranked Georgia Tech, who beat Florida State. They're playing Syracuse. What you got?
Oh, they're on a roll. 57-17. Georgia Tech.
7-17. Tennessee Tech versus number one Georgia.
They're probably only going to get to play one quarter of that game before they just shut it down. Because I hate to exaggerate numbers, but it's going to be somewhere around 87-0.
Georgia?
Georgia.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't
I mean, who else would you think?
I don't want to put words in your mouth. But Georgia wins.
They win big, 87-0.
That's really big.
It's going to be huge. Now, you know, let me stop you. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. Kirby Smart would have been like, we got to hit the brakes, put off the gas a little bit, let's coast. You can't do that no more, a 12-team playoff. You got to look as good as you can in case you were to slip up and lose a game like they are to Alabama.
So what you're saying is he knows he's going to lose against Alabama, so he's got to make everything out looks amazing.
Exactly. You're right. Now you're catching on.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. Northern Illinois, number 5, Notre Dame. How do you feel about Notre Dame being ranked number 5?
I can't stand it. All they're going to do, if they get in the 12-team playoff, they're going to be an embarrassment like they are every flipping year. This going to be an embarrassment. They think because they beat Bear Bryant back in the 80s that there's somebody. Y'all ain't even in a conference. Yeah, y'all can't. There's no way you're not in conference because you know you ain't no good. Don't nobody want Notre Dame. Their coach, have you seen what their old coach is doing at LSU? Nothing. And he didn't even want to be there. What does that tell you?
Hey, that's proof. I don't know what it tells me. What does it tell me?
It tells you they're not even the redheads. They are the unwanted, unloved. Only care about the, if you're a Notre Dame fan, I'd feel for you. That's what I do because you ain't got no way you got common sense. Ain't no way. Your team can't even be in the conference, and yet they're number 5. All they're gonna do is embarrass you. Switch over to somebody else. You know, become a I don't know something else fan. Go UAB something. I mean not. Notre Dame.
Right. So what's the score going to be on this game? Is Notre Dame going to lose to Northern Illinois?
No, they're going to win.
Okay. Well, they're both undefeated right now.
They're going to win.
Okay, what's the score going to be?
38-21.
38-21. Baylor plays Utah, number 11 Utah. What's that look like? Now, Baylor's a team they'll upset somebody.
Well, I was about to tell you, I was going to take Utah. And about 3 or 4 nights ago, I was playing NCAA, and I decided to try Baylor. And, I mean, I just stomped whoever it was I was playing online with Baylor. I've got to take Baylor in this game. Baylor will hurt your feelings.
What's the score?
That's going to be that's a 42-17 game.
42-17. Wow.
All of Baylor's points, it's going to be tight now up until midway third quarter. Midway of third quarter on, it's all Baylor, and they hit that 42. Up to that point, it's a 17-17 game.
I'm just making some notes here. That's good to know. So, you know,
yeah.
Halftime's going to be big for Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State, Iowa. Iowa's coming in at 21. What do you think about that?
Iowa's going to win.
Okay.
They're going to win 21-10. Iowa's got this.
Now we got in-state Jacksonville State in the state of Alabama. Jack State is playing 20, number ranked 22, Louisville. How do you feel about that? And Jack State's already lost a game this year. What are you thinking?
It's 16-3.
Who's winning?
Jackson State.
Oh, 16-3. I like it. Beats Louisville.
They're coming in with a chip on the shoulder.
They got something to prove. They're trying to claw their way in that 12-team playoff.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now Oregon is ranked number 7. They're playing Boise State. You got any feels on that one?
Who is?
Oregon playing Boise State. It'd be an interesting game to watch.
It will. Oregon State's going to win it. I mean, Oregon's going to win it.
Okay.
Oregon's going to win that. But it's going to be closer than what people think.
Oh.
It is. It's going to be
34-31.
34-31.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Middle Tennessee plays Ole Miss. Ole Miss is ranked number 6. Now, we know you have quite the love affair for Lane Kiffin.
Oh, Lane's train. He's coming in strong. Hey, it's hard to stop a train. And the Lane train ain't going to be stopped this week, son. It's going to be 79-34.
That is quite the high-scoring game.
Lane don't take his foot off the gas.
He don't know how to.
Lane, I'm going to tell you this. Lane's waking up Sunday morning and going to have to put ice on his shoulders because he's going to be throwing up the touchdown signal so much.
All right. Do you think he's going to be training with the kickoff return people?
Talking about their arms?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know how the human anatomy body works. Your arms and your shoulders are two different things, Jared.
Well, I mean, when you hold your arms up, that's what your shoulders are burning. That's what that's about.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his rotator cuff is going to be moving. That's what's going to really bother him.
Right. You're a cultured son of a gun. That's why you know all this.
You're not going to see him throwing the clipboard next week 40 feet up in the air.
Because he's going to be holding so many touchdowns up.
That's right. He's going to be sore.
Right. And you've already said you think Lane Kiffin's going to eventually be at Alabama.
In 13 years.
And you heard it here first. Florida.
Waylon Shores is there for 12 on the 13th year. Here comes the Lane train. He's a little bit more mature. He's a little bit laid back. He knows what's going on. High-powered offense going to come up in there.
Florida A&M plays Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida is ranked number 12. What do you think is going to happen here?
Oh, Miami, they're the real deal this year.
I know. Before we were talking before we started this, you thought Miami should be ranked higher than this.
I do. I really do. What's their ranking?
12.
12? Yeah, they're gonna move up. They're going to win this. Who are they playing?
Florida A&M.
Yeah. In-state game. Yeah. The Hurricane is going to be roaring.
What's the score?
Oh, you want the score?
Yeah.
The score. Yeah.
This show is literally called Pee-wee's Predictions.
40-28.
Miami.
Hurricane.
Now, the next one we've already heard, you know, Alabama is going to beat South Florida 45-10.
45-10.
What will Alabama be ranked after this week?
They're number four right now, right?
Correct.
Who do I have going down? Let's see. Miami's going to win, but they're number 12.
Well, Texas is number three. You got them winning.
Texas is winning. Georgia's winning.
You got Notre Dame winning.
They're going to hang out. They're going to stay at number four. They're going to stay right there.
We ain't talked about number two, Ohio State, but we're getting there. Buffalo plays Missouri. Missouri's ranked number 9. What do you think their score is going to be?
As much as I hate the name Missouri, they're not going to lose this game.
you mean I'm going to address this at the end, but go ahead. What's Missouri going to be? What are they going to win?
I can't stand Missouri. They're going to win it 17-0.
Wow.
It's a shutout.
Let's run through these because I want to talk to you about something. Kansas, number 19 versus Illinois. What you got?
Kansas, 19, Illinois. Kansas actually wins this one.
Okay.
27-20.
Ohio State, Michigan. I think it's Western Michigan. What do you think about that?
This is an upset.
Ohio,
Western Michigan
is going to beat number two Ohio State. I love it. Yes, let's get the score of this.
This is the upset.
Okay.
It's going to be 24-17.
24-17. Just for my curiosity, do you know what Western Michigan's record is?
No idea. Did not know they existed till just now.
Okay, they lost. Do you want to know what their only one loss is to Wisconsin? Do you want to know what they lost to Wisconsin by?
What?
They lost 14-28 to Wisconsin. They lost by 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
Yeah, to Wisconsin.
So this is, I'm telling you, I don't know nothing about them. I just go off my feelings. And you see how good I am.
I forgot about that. All right, number 14, Tennessee plays North Carolina State. North Carolina State's ranked 24. Tennessee's ranked 14. This will be a fun game to watch. Now, I know, do you consider Tennessee being able to win anything? I know since you're an Alabama fan, you hate Tennessee. So what do you got here?
Tennessee's getting beat. They will lose this game. Right. And it's going to be
45-35. 45-35. 10 deficit. LSU plays Nichols. What does that game look like?
Well, considering that's a defense, what, I mean, what it is? Just another scrimmage?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Nichols a real college?
It is. They lost to La Tech very first game.
First of all, I want to know if anybody else, I wish somebody would write in and let us know, email us, and let us know if you'd ever heard of Nichols before today. Because ain't nobody ever heard of Nichols.
Email us at peewees, P-E-E-W-E-E-S, prediction, no S, prediction at gmail.com.
And let us know if you've ever heard of Nichols, because I ain't never heard of
it. N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, Nichols. We want to know if you've ever heard of Nichols. Also, let us know how you feel about these predictions that Pee-wee has given, and if you're in agreement with him or you are opposed to him. I don't know how you could be opposed to any of your predictions, but LSU to Nichols, what's the game going to be?
LSU's finally going to get a win this year, okay?
Well, they've already got one. Well, no, they didn't. They lost, didn't they?
No, they got beat. Their coach beat the podium and blamed it on his stinking players instead of saying, hey, you know what? I'm not coaching well enough.
You're right.
He beat the podium. Talking about, oh, we had this problem last year. Well, you know who was there last year? You.
Right. You're right. He lost to USC. I don't know how I forgot this.
Goodness gracious. It was ugly. I watched that game. I did. And I just knew. I said, LSU is going to lose. They can't win the first game. What's their coach's name? I'm drawing a blank. What is his name?
Whose name?
LSU coach.
Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, that's him. Brian Kelly cannot win the first game. I'm going to go on record for this. Brian Kelly will be at LSU for two more years and still not win the first opening season or game. Okay? And then they're going to be mad just off that and fire him.
Hmm. What's the score to this LSU Nichols game?
Oh, they win this game big. They excuse me. They win 41-20.
Houston, Oklahoma. Yeah, you did. It really got you. Houston, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's ranked number 15th and also in the SEC this year. What does that score look like? Don't sleep on, man. Houston now.
I'm not. And that's what I'm about to say. I said, oh, man, they don't have that coach that's at USC no more. Oh, whatever his name was.
Oh, what's his face?
What's his face that was at Oklahoma.
How now?
If they still had him.
Houston lost to UNLV.
James Franklin? It's not James Franklin. He's at Vanderbilt. What's that coach's name?
You know, I don't know.
He got old Jalen. He got old Jalen in there. Anyway, USC's coach. If they had him, they'd have a win at Oklahoma. But Oklahoma loses. Oklahoma loses, and that's going to be a 23-13 game.
I just want to tell you that – oh, I messed this up. 23-13. I want to tell you that Houston lost to UNLV on their opener 7-27.
Bad. That's a bad opener.
But they're going to redeem themselves.
Last week is over with.
It's a new week.
Brand new week.
Now, this will be an interesting game. Appalachian State versus Clemson. Clemson still ranked 25, even though they lost. What do you think about this?
Clemson loses.
Ooh. App State beats Clemson. What's the score?
21-20.
Northern Arizona versus Arizona. Arizona's ranked 20th. What do you got there?
That's going to be Arizona wins this.
Yep.
And it's going to be 36-24.
Man, I appreciate you doing the research on all this. USC versus Utah State. USC's ranked 13th. What do you got?
USC wins it.
Score?
45.
23. I know that took a little longer than you wanted it to, Chris, but man, we're glad you gave us this, or Pee Wee. We're glad you gave us these answers. It's our scores. We're really excited. I'm excited to see, and I'll be watching this weekend with great anticipation, where this falls. And your percentage is really high of what you pick here. Always from what you win, you know.
Once again, I do not promote gambling, but if you want to use these numbers, I don't have a problem with it.
Right. Let me ask you this. Before we go, because we're really close to being done here. You said that you hated the name Missouri.
Yes.
I would like to dive into the world of Pee-wee for just a second. There is something, I've known you for quite a while, and there is something about you. You really get, names mean a lot to you. Clearly you've changed our coach's name. So the names mean a whole lot to you.
Your name is everything.
Right.
Whatever name you're going by, that's everything. So you got to be careful when choosing your name.
So,
or somebody else choosing it for you.
Right. So when you pick these teams, is that part of the way that you determine who's going to win? I feel like you like the name Tulane, and that's why you picked them.
You are okay. You don't reveal all my secrets, but yes, okay. I do choose according to the opponent's name. Yes. And Missouri, why I don't like Missouri, is it an S or a Z? They don't know. They say it's Missouri with an S. Then they put it on the college football screen, Mizzou with a Z. They don't know. I can't get behind that. Don't like it.
If they were to change their name, would you like them?
It's going what they chose, but yeah, 100% if they chose the right name.
Let me ask you this. Are you color sensitive to teams?
I tell you what I am. I'm a traditionalist. I don't like all these color rush stuff. Like, you know, they got that on the NCAA. I like tradition. I want you to come out and be the colors that we've always seen and play your game.
You don't like whiteouts. You don't like blackouts.
I hate a whiteout. I hate a blackout. I don't like it. I'm not for it. I'm totally against it. It messes with your mojo.
Hey, there you go. Well, hey, the tide's going to roll against South Florida. You got anything for the team? You could talk to the team right now, and then we'll let you go. I know you're busy. You got so much stuff going on. We appreciate you taking this time. But if you had anything for the team, what would it be right now?
Hey, focus. Go in there. Remember last year. All right, you need to stop and watch tape from last year because y'all really stunk it up, and we want to go in there and we want to prove a point this year. We want to shut them out 45-10, and we want to stomp on their head and don't take your foot off the gas and stay there. You don't want to look in a rearview mirror, but you want to look back on last year and you want to stay focused forward on what's happening this year. And don't look to the right or left, but don't let nobody blindside you either. You focus, you go out, and you win this game for Wailing Shores and the Roll Tide of Alabama.